Good morning. I would like to welcome all of you to the Board of Directors meeting for the Mirus Education Inc., a nonprofit board which operates Mirus Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. First, we will take roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Aaron Smith.
Present.
Okay. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chairman of the Board, and Denise Shields is not present today. Mary Susie Bixby, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Mary Bixby, founder, CEO.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody.
And any staff members?
I see Lynn Alipio on board, CBO. Tim Tudor, Executive Director. Aaron Smith, doing data. There's Catherine Rambo. Hello. Catherine does our curriculum and our All Just You. Roberta. Roberta's out there, teacher. And Janice. Hi. There's our teacher, too. And Kendall. Kendall Reyes. Hello. There's Angela Reyes as well. So staff is here and support.
Thank you. Item 1.3 is consideration and approval of adoption of the board findings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E1. The Charter School Board of Directors determines in accordance, it's the Mirus Board of Directors, correct?
Yes.
Okay, in accordance with the Government Code Section 54953E1B, that meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953B3. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 1.3.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. We will conduct our voting via roll call. Aaron Smith.
Votes aye.
Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. And Denise Shields is not present. Motion passes.
Excuse me, she is excused.
Okay, she is excused today. Thank you. Item 1.4 is the establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.4?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 1.4.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. Denise Shields is excused and the motion passes. Item
we
one.
Have to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll vote all those in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then we did the roll call. Aaron Smith.
Votes aye.
And Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. And Denise Shields is not present. Item 1.5 is the Pledge of Allegiance. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item 1.6 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.6?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 1.6.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. All those in favor?
Smith votes aye.
Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. Denise Shields is not present. Item 2.0 is public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Mirus Board Education Inc. Board shall be non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comments will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes, and speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1, our non-agenda public comment, is non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Thank you, hearing none. Item 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Thank you. Hearing none, we will move on. Item 3.0, public hearing. And the Governing Board of Directors encourages participation by parents, teachers, and members of the community interested in the affairs of Mira's Secondary School. The public hearing is now open for the Educator Effectiveness Grant at 8:07 a.m. And this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the public hearing. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Catherine Rambo, Curriculum and Professional Development and Coordinator, will present the Educator Effectiveness Grant Plan. Catherine?
Thank you very much, Debbie. Let me share my presentation. I have a short presentation for you to go over the plan. Thank you for meeting today. Again, my name is Catherine Rambo. I'm the Curriculum and Professional Development Coordinator, and I'm here to talk to you about the Educator Effectiveness Funds Plan. A little bit about some background. Mira Secondary has $39,378 to be used by the 2025-2026 school year. This is one-time funding. The intent from the CDE is to provide professional learning to promote educator equity, quality, and effectiveness. 11 teachers will participate for a target of 565 hours through the 2025-2026 school year. The one-time funds from the CDE have 10 specific allowable uses that are specified. On this chart, you will see the allowable use criteria number that aligns to our professional development plan. Criteria 1 speaks to mentoring and coaching of staff for teacher retention and to improve teacher work-life balance. We have aligned our new teacher training program and professional growth training to this criteria, as well as our quarterly teacher wellness professional learning. Criteria 2 promotes highly effective instruction for Common Core state standards and to improve literacy. Our professional learning sessions that are aligned to the SBA blueprint and follow the Common Core state standards instruction fall under this criteria. Criteria 4 is specific to trauma-informed practices, social-emotional learning, suicide awareness, and access to mental health services, and training to improve student well-being. Our Altus University sessions with our Healthy Youth Therapists and Healthy Youth Department fall under this criteria. Criteria 5 is professional learning to promote equity and positive school climate. Working with our equity and inclusion officer, we have identified equity conferences, root cause analysis training, and the implementation of a cultural proficiency certification for teachers. Criteria 6 provides training to improve inclusive practices around universal design for learning and the development of individualized education programs for individuals with special needs. So we have included all of our special education training within this criteria. Criteria 7 is specific for training to support our English learners in language acquisition and development. We've included training for our integrated and designated English learner program within this criteria. And criteria 9 is to support the new ethnic studies curriculum legislation that requires a semester of ethnic studies as a graduation requirement beginning in the 29-30 school year. We have included training for the creation, adoption, and implementation of the ethnic studies curriculum in this plan. Thank you for your time and consideration of the Educator Effectiveness Funds Plan. Are there any questions?
No questions? Thank you, Catherine. At this time, we will close the public hearing. It is 8:11, and we will move on. Item 4.0 is the consent agenda, and all matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board voting on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Item 4.1 is to consider the approval of the meeting minutes for October 19th, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve the consent item 4.1?
This is Aaron Smith, and I make a motion to approve consent item 4.1.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds the motion. All those in favor?
Aye. Smith votes aye.
And Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. And Denise Shields is excused. Item 5.0, the action items. Action item 5.1 is specific for Mira Secondary School. Item 5.11 is to review the revised preliminary operational budget assumptions fiscal year 2021-22 and consider approval of the revised preliminary operational budget fiscal year 21-22. It includes a certificated general salary increase of 1.5% effective July 1, 2021, and classified general salary increase of 2.5% effective July 1, 2021. Lynn, is there a report for item 5.11? Lynn, you're muted.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
We are requesting the board to consider the approval of the MIRS revised preliminary operational budget with an estimated of P280A of 309.63 and an enrollment projection of 333 for a total projected revenue of $4.72 million, a reserve of 5% of the total revenues in the amount of $235,819 has been allocated. Please note, like you have announced, that this budget includes a general salary increase of 1.50% for certificated employees and 2.5% for classified employees effective July 1, 2021. The total salary increases, which is included in the budgets, which includes benefits as well, is $44,287. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Great report. Mary, is there anything you wanted to add?
I just wanted to add that as Lynn noted, that increases fixed costs by $44,287. We have a commitment. Well, we really don't have a commitment, but we try very hard to assure that at least for now, we can maintain a 5% above scale salary. And it becomes more challenging every year. As everyone is aware, I'm sure businesses and schools are being impacted by so many things, inflation, supply chain issues. It's just the cost of doing business, especially here in California, is growing all the time. But as long as it is feasible and possible and we maintain our enrollments, we do try to keep our employees, not just at an equal basis, but to try to support them in any way to be able to cope with the costs that they're experiencing as well. So we ask for a positive vote from the board.
Thank you, Mary. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.1.1?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 5.1.1.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. All those in favor?
Smith votes aye.
Debbie Giaquinta votes aye, and Denise Shields is not present. Motion passes.
And I might add that the staff is not aware of the raise. I asked that we do this so that they could receive it for the November check just before Christmas. We thought that would be nice, especially since it's retroactive to July. But I will be meeting with them. I believe it's today, and I will be sharing the board's kindness. So thank you very much.
I'm sure they will be very grateful. Item 6.0 are board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any announcements or comments at this time?
I would just like to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. I know they're looking forward to a few days of enjoying their family and lots of good food. And we just want you to know that your family here at Altus Merus cares very much about your safety and well-being, and we want you very much to enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, relax, and we'll be back on November 30th to close up the year.
Thank you, Mary, and the same to you and your family. Item 7.0 is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Smith. I make a motion to adjourn.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. All those in favor?
Smith votes aye.
Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. And Denise Shields is excused today. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.